Senior executive service members and career appointees could see tighter firing procedures and paid leave policies. Legislation is now up for consideration in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, but it's not without a fight for some committee Democrats and federal employee groups. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco explains.
The firing procedures now under consideration in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee might look a little familiar. That's because they stem from similar requirements that Congress mandated for senior executives in the Veterans Affairs Department. The bill's sponsor, Congressman Tim Walberg.
This process for expedited removal was enacted for the Veterans Affairs SES in the Veterans Access, Choice, and Accountability Act, which passed the House with bipartisan support and was signed into law by the President in August of 2014. And I might note that every member of this committee who was there at that time voted for that act with those provisions in it.
Walberg says his bill is a reaction to some recent scandals surrounding senior executives. But some members say the VA is different. Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly.
The example my friend Mr. Walberg uses in the last Congress with respect to VA was actually an exception, not a model. We never intended, in support of that, for that to become the new standard for all federal agencies. Quite the opposite. We made an exception quite clearly. We pointed out that the VA was broken, that there was a backlog, that lives were at risk, that people had made up statistics at the expense of men and women who had served their country in uniform and their families. And therefore, we were making this one-time exception to both make a point and to absolutely engage in the most extreme way with the senior management of the VA to change their standard operating procedure.
Connolly says these requirements could also deter potential candidates from applying to the SES or a government job in general. Agencies might lose out on talented, qualified applicants to the private sector. The Senior Executives Association agrees. Legislative Director Jason Breifel.
There really are challenges for the SES and executives that exist out there in the government, and we need to address the growing imbalance between the risks and rewards of becoming a senior executive and other factors that are really holding back the potential and holding back candidates from entering the SES. So we do think that there's a lot of work that's necessary. But we don't think that this, you know, like I said, these kind of punitive, firing-centric provisions are really going to help us get there. If you look at the VA, they're struggling to fill many of their executive positions, and we would argue that the law that Congress passed and the scrutiny that executives are seeing at that agency could, in fact, be a part of the reason that agency is seeing so much trouble filling those jobs.
Walberg's bill covers quite a bit. It would extend the probationary period from 1 to 2 years for career employees. It changes pay retention rates for employees accused of misconduct and poor performance. It gives agency leaders the authority to put those employees on mandatory leave. And it also proposes mandatory 5-year reassignments for SES employees to other positions within a different geographic location at the agency. Generally, Democrats on the committee and some members of federal employee groups opposed many of these proposals. But it's the faster firing processes that have the Senior Executives Association most concerned for its members and their due process rights. SEA says the firing authorities the VA has for its SESers are already under review at the United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. Specifically, the bill would let agency leaders entirely remove an employee for bad performance or misconduct, or transfer that employee from an SES position to one back in the general schedule with 5 days' notice. If the employee decides to appeal the case, the Merit Systems Protection Board has 21 days to decide. Otherwise, that decision is final. Deborah DiAgostino is a federal employee attorney at the Federal Practice Group. She often represents senior executives in their appeals cases. She says the bill puts pressure on the employee, not the agency.
In any of these games, all of the deadlines are pointed to the employee, and all the accountability for missing a deadline is pointed at the employee. Where there are deadlines on the government and the government misses them, there's no accountability for that. There's nothing an employee can do to say, hey, government, you missed your deadline, so don't I win, you know, or something like that. That just doesn't exist.
The committee is also weighing the possibility of extending probationary periods from 1 to 2 years for members of the competitive service and SES. Proponents say longer probationary periods will help employees with more technical jobs complete the training they need. Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz.
FAA, for instance, we've been chatting with them. It takes a year and a half or so till they're actually properly trained up. There are IRS officials who have to deal with very complex tax cases. And you really don't know how somebody's going to act until maybe they actually get out in the field. You may go through training and getting a familiarization with how an agency and organization works. But then when you're actually put out on the line, you have to go out and do it yourself. That's a whole nother set of circumstances that some people do pretty well and other people just don't do really well.
This amendment also has support from the Government Managers Coalition and the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. But they're also urging more flexibility. Here is SEA Legislative Director Jason Breifel.
What we suggested to the committee was some flexibility for agencies. If somebody has proven themselves after that first year, the agency should have the ability to certify that that individual has passed their probationary period. But if somebody needs further development or training or just time for the agency to assess them in that position, we do think it's appropriate to extend the probationary period.
Some committee members agree. Ranking Member Elijah Cummings.
This legislation appears to be a solution in search of a problem. The committee has not yet examined whether there is a problem. We have not seen any evidence that the federal agencies need a blanket one-year extension of the probationary period for every federal job in the competitive and senior executive service. This committee also has not determined whether a longer probationary period, as opposed to other actions agencies can take, would measurably improve their ability to deal with poor performance and further their mission.
Cummings wanted the committee to study whether agencies who have already extended probationary periods, like the Defense Department, are doing well, but the committee rejected his amendment. The committee is also considering legislation that would let agency leaders include findings of an investigation in an employee's personnel file. This specifically applies to employees who are accused of bad performance or misconduct and leave government before the agency can finish the investigation. Chairman Chaffetz.
But there are people that do some silly, stupid stuff. They get caught, and it should be notated as such. And if you simply switch jobs and go from one part of the federal government to another part of the federal government, that record should follow you. That's how we know the type of person and the type of employee that you might be.
But Breifel says agencies already note when an employee leaves in the middle of an investigation. DiAgostino agrees. She says there are checks and balances in the system already.
For example, somebody quits when their security clearance is up for debate, and then they get a new job. You know what happens? They pick up right where they left off. So you can't escape it. I mean, you can't, you know, if you really committed misconduct, I don't see how you get away from that, given that you need references, given that there's already checks and balances in place to make sure you can't get away with it.
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says he's concerned about due process rights and whistleblowers. His amendment to address those problems cleared the committee.
I fear the bill provides no opportunity, as the ranking member has just indicated, for rebuttal or appeal for the separated employee. Just take, if we're going to talk about anecdotes, the example of the whistleblower who may be punished or find retribution for his or her willingness to throw the flag down when something untoward is going on in his or her agency.
The committee also withdrew controversial legislation that would have limited the number of days an employee can stay on administrative leave. In Washington, Nicole Lagrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Read Nicole's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.